1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zerah, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son, whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and handsome, and there was not among the children of Israel a more handsome person than he, from his shoulders and upward he was taller than any of the people. And the donkeys of Kish Saul's father were lost. And Kish said to Saul his son, Take now one of the servants with you, and arise, go seek the donkeys. And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and they were not there, and he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. And when they had come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, Come, and let us return. Lest my father stop caring for the donkeys, and begin to worry about us. But he said to him, Indeed. There is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man, all that he says surely comes to pass. Now let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go. Then Saul said to his servant, But, if we go, what shall we bring the man? Because the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What do we have? And the servant answered Saul again, and said, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver, about 1/10 of an ounce or 2.9 grams, I will give that to the man of God, to tell us our way. Previously in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke in this manner, Come, and let us go to the seer. Because he who is now called a prophet was previously called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, Well said. Come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and asked them, Is the seer here? And they answered them, and said, He is. Indeed. He is before you. Go quickly now, because he came today to the city, because today there is a sacrifice of the people in the high place. As soon as you have come into the city, you will find him, before he goes up to the high place to eat. Because the people will not eat until he comes, because he blesses the sacrifice, and afterward those who are invited eat. Now therefore get yourself up. Because about this time you shall find him. And they went up into the city. And when they had come into the city, Samuel came out in front of them, to go up to the high place. Now the Lord Jehovah had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow about this time I will send to you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. Because I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come to me. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord Jehovah said to him, See the man whom I spoke to you of. This same man shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate, and said, I ask you to tell me, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul, and said, I am the seer. Come up before me to the high place. Because you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let you go, and will tell you all that is in your heart. And as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them, because they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you, and on all your father's house? And Saul answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak to me in this way? And Samuel took Saul and his servant, and brought them into the parlor, and made them sit in the best place among those who were invited, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said to the cook, Bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it by you. And the cook took up the shoulder, and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, See that which is left. Set it before you, and eat. Because to this time it has been kept for you since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day. And when they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early. And it came to pass about the dawning of the day, that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, Get up, that I may send you away. And Saul arose, and the both of them, he and Samuel, went out abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And he went on ahead. But you stand still a while, that I may show you the word of God.